Well, Mona Lisa, men have named you. You're so like the lady with a mystic smile. Is it only, or is it lonely, you have a named you? For that Mona Lisa strangeness in your smile. Well, do you smile to tempt the lover, Mona Lisa? Or is this a way to hide a broken heart? Are you warm? Are you real, Mona Lisa? Just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art. A girl whose beauty seems a rose. Many dreams have been brought to her, they all tumble down. What does she want? Nobody knows. Well, Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, men have named you. You're so like the lady with a mystic smile. Is it only, are you lonely? That Mona Lisa strangeness in your smile. Well, do you smile to tempt the lover, Mona Lisa? Or is this the way to hide a broken heart? Are you warm? Are you real, Mona Lisa? Or just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art? Or just a cold and lonely, lovely just a cold and lonely, lovely word of art.
I'm trying to describe the studio because it's not small, it's not huge, but, well, J.M. Van Eaton, you've worked here as much as Sam Phillips did or anybody. Tell us about this wonderful building, if you
can. Well, it's a great building. It's almost like it's got spirits here that... you know, the vibrations are so great, it doesn't go away. I mean, you know, we had the early sun, and it phased out. They had radiator shops, all this kind of stuff in here, but now it's back making music again, just like it did 40 years ago.
A radiator shop, I can't believe that.
Well, car, barbershop, all that kind of stuff, you know.
You must have been in school when you were cutting most of these radiators.
I was in school when I started coming down here, and about the time I was getting out of school is when it really started taking off.
And how did you get to and from? Did somebody collect you and bring you down here or something?
Well, you've probably heard that story before. Jack Clements, who was the A&R guy at the time, would come and pick me up since I didn't have a car and wasn't old enough to drive or couldn't or whatever.
Now, your snare drum sound was so popular in England, I can recall drummers getting dusters and sticking them over the snare to get your sound. But then you show me you didn't do anything like that.
No, well, I have a wallet. Usually I lay the wallet over there and tape it down and it gets that little dead sound. But that was kind of accidental because the room was, we was trying to muffle everything so the sound wouldn't bleed over to the other mics. And as it turned out, it was a pretty commercial sound. Yeah.